I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban now says that they do not want to monopolize power, but they do insist that there won't be peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and that President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman Swail Shaheen, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in the country on the precipice. Taliban has swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seizing strategic border crossings, and are also threatening a number of provincial capitals. Its advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers leave Afghanistan. Firefighters on Friday declared the end of their search for bodies at the site of a collapsed Florida condo building and concluding a month of painstaking work removing layers of dangerous debris that were once piled several stories high. The June 24th collapse of the Oceanside Tower South killed 97 people, with at least one more person missing and not yet to be identified. The site has been mostly swept flat and the rubble moved to a Miami warehouse. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made a rare visit to Tibet as authorities tighten controls over the Himalayan region's traditional Buddhist culture, accompanied by accelerated drives for economic development. State media say that Xi visited sites in the capital, including the former palace of the Dalai Lamas. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The 2020 Olympics officially opened Friday with a barrage of fireworks and nods to Japan's history and culture, a mesmerizing drone display over Tokyo's night sky. Of course, it was without any fans there to see it. The pomp of the games is unlikely to escape its circumstance, namely the quadrennial event is being staged a year late from in front of empty grandstands against the will of many in Japan and at risk of infection for those who are involved. Athletes paraded into Tokyo's National Stadium Friday night, cheering only by competitors or by the performers lining their route. With the number of coronavirus deaths starting to recede in Brazil, there is a renewed sense of optimism and has led state governors to roll back restrictions. Soccer fans are starting to return to stadiums, and the mayor of Rio de Janeiro has even said that the city's famous New Year's party is back on. One question is looming over these early signs of recovery, and that is what will happen as the Delta variant of COVID-19 spreads through the mostly unvaccinated country, which already has the world's second highest death toll with 547,000 fatalities. The variant is boosting cases and deaths globally after a period of decline, and the World Health Organization anticipates it will become the dominant strain within months. The race is on to vaccinate as many Brazilians as possible. A new poll suggests that most Americans who have not yet been vaccinated against COVID-19 are not likely to get the shot at all. We get more details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 45% of the unvaccinated adults surveyed say they definitely will not get a shot, and 35% say they probably won't. Just 3% say they definitely will get the vaccine, and another 16% say they probably will. Those not likely to get a shot express doubts the vaccines will work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do. I'm Ben Thomas.
Pandemic restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships are no longer in place under a ruling Friday by a federal appeals court, while the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention seek to fight a Florida lawsuit challenging the regulations. A three-judge panel of the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has temporarily blocked a previous ruling last Saturday that sided with Florida officials. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.